welcome to our podcast, Thin Within On The Go. I'm one of your hosts, Heidi Bylsma Epperson, and the lead coach and owner of the thinwithin.org ministry.
And I'm Christina Motley, your other host for today, also a Thin Within coach and Heidi's partner in all things Thin Within. And we're so excited to welcome you to this podcast of Thin Within
On The Go.
Welcome.
Well, today we're going to hit a topic that I know is near and dear to many of our hearts, for sure, and that is the scale.
We're going to talk about the scale, Heidi. Oh,
and I don't mean the hunger scale. I mean the man-made scale sitting on almost everybody's bathroom floor, even now.
Yes.
This has been a real challenge for many of us, mm-hmm. both now and in our pasts, and it probably will provide a challenge for us as we go forward into the future, mm-hmm. but we have some thoughts about it. But before we go there, we are going to just share a little bit about our own struggles with the bathroom scale. Have you struggled with the bathroom scale, Christina?
Oh my gosh, Heidi, have I struggled? But I think you should go first.
Well, for me, all of my dieting years were all about, what does the bathroom scale say? Does it say I'm good and I'm doing this well? Am I successful? Or is it telling me you are terrible at this? You're a rotten person. You're not cutting it. And so very often I would get on that scale multiple times a day. This was years ago, multiple times a day, hoping to see that shift. Mm-hmm. Hoping to see that change, eagerly looking at my watch. I've been on this diet for 12 minutes. I've lost weight. Yes. It was all about that number on the scale. And if it was going the direction I needed it to go, which of course was down, I was owned by the bathroom scale. I couldn't start the day without checking. And then I couldn't not check after I had digested and, you know, done my morning things and then get on it again and see if, oh, did that help?
We're just keeping it real today. That's what we're
well,
doing.
Who hasn't tried?
Yeah, no, it is. It is real. It is real.
Yeah. And there were, I was a part of Weight Watchers for a while. And you know, Weight Watchers is named Weight Watchers, or was named Weight Watchers, for a really important reason. It is all about what that number is on the scale.
It really is.
And so I know that I began to feel like I was owned by it. I was owned by it. And even in my efforts with Thin Within, as I began to release weight using the keys to conscious eating, renewing my mind, I still got on the scale a lot. Mm-hmm. And I had an accountability partner at the time. This was years and years ago, before I even knew you, Christina.
Yeah.
And she put out her hand and she says, hand it over. Hand what over? Hand your bathroom scale over. Because I had lost all my weight. After a year of practicing the principles faithfully, I had lost 100 pounds, and I was it's like I was gripping the scale with a death grip. It was like, I've got to get on this and make sure nothing has gone sideways, that I haven't gained weight. Mm-hmm. That is not a good idea. It was not. How about you? What's your story?
Oh yeah. No, I can relate so well to everything that you're saying. I mean, over the years, I was so completely mastered by the scale. And just like you said, Heidi, whatever the number said, that was how the rest of my day was going to go. And honestly, really, I mean, no matter what the number said, I was always in some kind of trouble. If it went up, I thought, I'm a failure. I can never do this again. I am, again, like it's my identity. You know, I can't do this. Panic. It was like a panic, a frantic feeling that I'm going to go up. I'm out of control.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Just the sense of panic and fear. If it stayed the same, I was disappointed and I would eat over my disappointment.
Yeah.
And if it was lower, I had a few minutes of celebration, and then I had panic that it would go up again, and then I would eat for both of those reasons, celebration and panic.
Yeah, and what I added to that little mix would be look at what I got away with. And I still lost weight. So I would eat more.
And then I would start this torturous game in my mind where I would start calculating numbers and putting together weeks and months. If I lost 1 pound yesterday or last week, how much could I lose in a month or 2 months or 6 months? And I would put myself on this plan just headed toward failure and defeat every single time. And it was horrible. It was so horrible. I mean, we're kind of joking about it, but honestly, when I even think about it, and how tethered I was. Now, this is not something that I talked about ever.
Me neither.
I don't know. My girlfriends, nobody really knew. We were all weighing ourselves at the time, and we were all on diets, and we were all exercising way over the top too much to the point of injury. But we didn't talk about how often we weighed, and nobody knew that about me. I knew that it wasn't healthy. I knew that emotionally there was something very wrong about my severe attachment to the scale.
Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable. I thought this doesn't feel right, but I had no idea what to do about it. I certainly didn't even consider inviting God into it. I was too ashamed.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when my accountability partner just said, hand it over. And I'm like, but what's going to happen if I give you my scale? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just going to gain weight, as though it was the scale that was ensuring the weight loss. But you know, when I think about it now, I think about, has the bathroom scale, I mean, I literally, when I was at my biggest dieting craze day, it was a chart on the wall, a graph that was a plotted line with, you know, the Y and the X coordinates and all of that. You know, this is how much I weigh. This is how many calories I took in. Mm. So I could see it every day. And I wanted to see that graph just so. My friend and my accountability partner at the time, I think she heard the Lord move her to intervention. intervention. And literally, she took my scale. And I mean, I let her, but I tell you, it was with an act of my will. And I was terrified. I was terrified. The truth is, though, I had been practicing thin within, and it wasn't the bathroom scale that ensured that I would keep a healthy size and, or be at peace with food and eating. It was the hunger scale. It was listening to the signals of hunger and satisfaction and responding with gratitude to God. That is what would ensure that I would be at peace with food and eating in my body and continue on that path. But boy, it was a struggle. At what point did you begin to wonder about your use of the scale, Christina?
Well, I wondered about it for many, many years, long before Thin Within. In my dieting years, I just thought, my mind is so full of this all day long. It's all I'm thinking about is myself my size. And how does the number on my jeans coordinate with the number on the scale? I will never forget, one of our wedding gifts was a scale. One of my best friend's moms, and she was a nurse. And she thought that this would be a helpful wedding gift.
That sends a message, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was mortifying. I felt so judged. Here I am opening up all these beautifully wrapped wedding gifts, and I open up this gift in front of everybody. We had this kind of party thing going on, like a barbecue. And I opened up this package, and it was a bathroom scale. And I was just so embarrassed. I mean, it was such a hard thing for me. So yeah, I felt uncomfortable in my 20s about using the scale so often. And my own, it was like I was obsessed with it. And I'm not really, I don't see myself as a person that is obsessive about things.
No, you're not.
It felt really weird. It felt like, this is not me.
Yeah. So what happened to change that in your story? Where did that transition happen?
Yeah. So I was all over the place. I would give up for a while. I would do a diet, gain the weight back, give up, put the scale away, take it out again, put it away, take it out again, start another diet, put it away. I mean, I just was in this constant mode of unsettledness about it. I could never let go of it. I mean, for years. So the big, big, huge, enormous change for me came out of desperation. I was so desperate when I finally came to Thin Within. I actually had been doing Thin Within a long time on my own, as I've shared before, and using the scale, and to no avail, just really using Thin Within as a diet and always gaining it back on the scale, get rid of the scale, bring it back in. just torture when I think about it. So Heidi, when I came to coach with you, I was in a very desperate place. Nobody knew how desperate I was. Nobody. Nobody in the whole wide world. Well, God knew, that's for sure. Yeah. And I finally went to him and just said, Lord, I don't care if I lose another pound. I just want to be free. Mm-hmm. I am so tethered. I'm so trapped. And so I remember talking with you about this at the time, and two things happened. So this is almost 9 years ago. So two things happened. Number one, my scale actually broke. The one that I had been given for my wedding actually broke. It was too old and it stopped working. You know, you would get on it and it would just be all different numbers all the time. So that was a lovely gift. And then the other thing that happened was, Heidi, that you suggested that I let it go for a season.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Heidi here. During the month of April, we are building strength to overcome obstacles. And that includes inviting all of our members to join us for Overcome Cravings. If you aren't in the community yet, now's a great time to join. Visit revelationwithin.org to learn more. We're going to be looking at factors that make cravings so hard to resist and what we can do to dismantle the challenge and emerge victorious. Each Thursday in April at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we're going to meet for a live broadcast. If you're not part of our community yet, no problem. Try us out for a week with a risk-free trial. After that, membership is just $9.99 a month. Overcome Cravings is a full course that includes a 49-page workbook PDF, class outlines, homework pages, our wonderful private community, and the encouragement and support of two Revelation Within coaches, Christina and myself. You will head out of April into May with a clear-cut strategy for overcoming your cravings, and you will establish deeper intimacy with the Lord as you do. Hope to see you there.
And we talked about it together. And at that time, and now I've done this several times since then, maybe three. I actually, in my quiet time, in a very, very private time, nobody around, I actually picked up my bathroom scale and I took it to the Lord. I sat with it on the couch and I said, Lord, what is true about this little metal and plastic machine that is mastering me, and what are you calling me to? And This is not the same answer for everybody.
So you renewed your mind about the place of the bathroom scale in your life.
Yes, because I had started to work with you. I had started to renew my mind and I knew I had to make a decision one way or the other. Right. So I had that time with the Lord and I felt very strongly that he was leading me to let go of the scale for a season. And just set it aside. And
that's scary.
Yeah, it was. You know what? At that point, I wasn't so scared. I was more scared of continuing in my same patterns.
Oh, that's wise. Yeah. That's wisdom.
Well, that's a place of desperation.
It's not wisdom, Heidi. It's
well, because most of us, we don't want to move into change because it's too uncomfortable unless what we're living in is more uncomfortable than changing.
That's true.
And that's where I was. I was at a point where I was more uncomfortable not changing.
Yeah, I've heard that statement. The pain of staying the same has to be greater than the pain of change in order for us to change.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So did you just walk away from the scale at that point?
Yeah. So actually I never bought another one. I haven't still really, I don't have one. I have used my neighbor's scale a few times, but I decided that I just didn't even, I felt right. like God was really calling me not to have a scale.
Yeah.
So I threw that scale away. I was coaching with you. I was learning how to renew my mind, and it was crazy busy time in my life. And I was renewing my mind like a crazy person all the time. I was so ready. I was so desperate. I was, you know, teaching at school and running in the bathroom to renew my mind. I was renewing my mind on the playground at recess. I was renewing my mind in the car on the way home and to pick up the kids. And in the middle of the night, I would get up and renew my mind. I was just so.
You were definitely committed to that.
I was. And so this is such a funny story. What happened? Okay. So it was summer and I was wearing a lot of elasticy clothes, nothing really with buttons and zippers. I love skirts, and they were mostly elastic skirts and cotton tops. So I didn't really realize what was happening. I didn't know if I was releasing weight or not. I was trying very, very hard to be committed to the Thin Within principles. I was not perfect. Nobody can be.
Right.
But the key was the mind renewal. I was renewing my mind all the time. Several months went by. My mother-in-law passed away, and we ended up on this trip to deliver her ashes and go to the memorial service in Wisconsin. And we decided to go to a water park with the kids there for a fun day.
Yay.
And so, I mean, number one, here I am having to wear a bathing suit all day long
in public.
That was hard enough. I struggled with that. I've always struggled with body image, but I thought, okay, you know, I renewed my mind about that.
Yeah.
And so the kids were much younger and I was very spunky and spry. At the time, this was before I had my chronic illness. Anyway, we're running around this water park and there's this enormous slide, huge, like 100 steps or 200 steps to get to the top. I don't even know. And the kids begged me to do it with them. And I thought, yeah, I can do this. Let's do it. Okay, sure. So I'm climbing and climbing and climbing. I get to the very top. And what's at the top of the slide? I could not believe it. It was a giant scale.
Oh, I tell you, I'll never get tired of this story. When you're climbing to the top of this water slide, you're thinking, this is going to be a blast. It's going to be so worth it. This climb is going to just be rewarded by this amazing ride down. And to have,
and not only was it a scale, which just shocked me. I think my mouth just dropped open, but it was big. And the numbers were big. Like you had to stand on this big metal thing
in front of everybody,
in front of all these people. And I just couldn't believe it. I just was like dumbfounded, you know, like I couldn't move for a minute there. Well, it turns out the slide was a big tube. So if you were too large, you would get stuck. And if you were too small, you wouldn't be able to do the loop and make it to the end. So they had this certain weight range.
Yeah.
And is that the craziest thing you've ever heard? I can't even.
What happened? It. What happened?
Okay. Okay. So
obviously you got to go on the slide, but how did you handle that?
I had to get on the scale.
Were your kids right there too?
Yes. We were all there. My husband, everybody. Oh. And so I stepped on, I thought, I'm not going to look. This is what I thought. I'm just not going to look at the number. But it was like so big and red and lights. And I had to look. So I looked and the number didn't register because I was so like, you know, kind of freaked out about the slide. I got to, you know, you stand on this thing that opens like a trap door. And you cross your hands across your chest and cross your feet, and then you go. And so I didn't really have time to think. All of a sudden I'm in this loop and I'm going and I'm going and I'm done. And the kids are coming through and they're laughing and we're all just carrying on. And we stood up and started walking away. And I thought, oh my gosh, what did that number say? And I was so surprised to find that I had released, I don't remember, something like 25 pounds.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it felt like a lot. And I was so shocked and amazed. And I felt like God was just winking at me. Like he just gave me that little gift.
Oh, how fun is that?
Sense of humor.
That's so much fun. So
crazy story.
You've had to renew your mind since that time about using the scale and what the point of the scale is and the purpose of the scale and the truth about the scale. So you want to, should we share that truth list that you made?
Yeah, let's do. And I just want to, you know, reiterate, this is not the same for everybody. There are different seasons of our journey when we do use the scale, and that's okay too.
Before we share that, I think what, for me, I've had to use a scale judiciously at times. I mean, I went, I don't know, at least a decade without ever, you know, when I went to the doctors, I would turn with my back to the scale so I couldn't see the readout. I mean, I did that even in the best of times. I didn't want that to mess with my head at all. So even at the doctors, I would turn my back. So I don't think it was closer to 15 years before I ever had a scale in my home ever again. And I mean, my husband didn't diet or anything until he did. When he did finally diet, that's when a scale came into the home. Mm-hmm. And I had to really remind myself of what is true about the scale and that it doesn't have the right to define me. Mm-hmm. Nothing does except God and what he says about who I am in Christ. Yes.
Absolutely.
We want to be free. We want to be free from allowing the scale to define us. We want to be free from having to get on the scale, but we also want to be free to be able to use it as a tool if God leads us to do that. We want to be free to invite him in and to lead us in that. What we have found in all of the coaching groups and with our one-on-one ladies that we've gotten to coach is that everybody's different. And so what Christina and I have been talking about may not be your experience, but it may be your experience, in which case we hope you get some help from it. But some of us can use a scale carefully and as a tool, using it in the way that God wants us to. It's just one of many tools. However, we want to encourage all of us, if we struggle with laying anything down for like a couple of days or a week, there's a question of what place does it have in my life? Have I elevated it to a place where it's got more power in my life than God would want it to? So there are different seasons. There are seasons where, like Christina's in a season now where every rare once in a while, she'll use her neighbor's scale just to check in and see what's going on. And I too will use a scale every rare once in a while.
I think for me, one of the good questions to ask, or kind of a test question, is, how much am I thinking about this? You know, is this something that I'm thinking about a lot? Have I made actually an idol out of the number on the scale?
Yes.
I mean, am I thinking, is it like consuming my thoughts?
Right.
And then if it is, that's probably something you want to take to the Lord.
Yeah. So Christina's got this great bathroom scale truth list she's created.
Okay, so we'll go back and forth. The first one is, the scale is a man-made machine made of metal and plastic used as a measurement tool. That sounds like such a no-brainer, but honestly, I used to think almost as if the scale were alive and was talking to me. And I actually said things like, this is what the scale said this morning.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. And it's, you know what? It's just metal and plastic. That's all it is.
Secondly, the scale measures merely a body's relative mass on any given day.
The next one is, the scale does not own or define me in any way. This is not who I am. It's not who I am.
And the scale does not tell me what my worth is.
The scale has no power to help me or change me in any way. Like, I gave that power to this little machine. And that doesn't make any sense at all. It's not the truth.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Another really good one, I think, on this list is, the scale does not measure the growth of my heart toward Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Also, we talked about this. The scale is not alive and it doesn't say anything.
I can see it say something when I stand on it. Oh, ow! Have you
Get off of me.
No, way to go. You're doing great.
Nope.
It is normal for my weight to fluctuate throughout a day or over several days or each day. It's normal. It's totally normal. And good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As I am honest about the way I have been eating and the way my clothes fit, I can discern whether or not I'm releasing weight or maintaining weight. Mm-hmm. I know by the way my clothes fit, and I know by being honest, am I eating 0 to 5 or not? I mean, I can be honest with myself and with God about that.
Right.
I don't need that little machine to tell me. I can, you know, totally discern that with the Lord.
Yeah. And the scale can be a useful tool if used prayerfully and only as a measure of physical weight.
Right. So now here comes the most important truth. Are you ready for it? This is what we really want you to take away today. I am God's girl, adopted and loved, cherished and treasured, redeemed and covered in grace, and valued beyond measure by Him. I will not be mastered by anything but Christ. He accepts me right now, as is, regardless of the size of my jeans.
Amen, amen. Okay, so Christina, tell us, how do you use, or how have you used this truth list?
Oh yeah, good question. So this is a wonderful truth list to just read through. I can read through these out loud if I'm struggling at all with believing any of these truths. I can write them out longhand. I can choose one or two, write them on sticky notes or on note cards, take them with me into my day. I can put a tune to these truths and I can sing them, especially that last part about being adopted and loved and cherished and treasured.
Because the scale is a man-made machine made of plastic. As a measurement tool, you're on Gilligan's Isle.
Perfect. That's perfect. Gilligan's Island. We can use that tune for a truth list. I love it. So another one, I mentioned writing them out and then of course praying through them. If there's one or two that I'm really struggling with, I'm going to turn it into a prayer and I'm going to ask God, Lord, I need help with this one. Will you help me to have a right view of the scale according to these truths? And He will. He loves when we ask Him. He loves to help us with that.
Yeah, we love teaching people how to create truth lists and basically sitting with the Lord and asking Him, what is true about? What is the mind of Christ about? What are your thoughts, God, about? Whatever it is, in this case, the scale. And then jotting down the impressions He gives you. And then you have your own personalized truth list about whatever it is that you've been struggling with. Mm-hmm. And then the more you tell yourself God's truth, whether it's personalized scripture or a scripture verse straight out of the Bible or a list like this, the more you tell yourself the truth, the more likely you are to believe it. And the more you believe the truth, the more you're going to act on the truth. And so that's kind of what we do. Through repetition, we tell ourselves what to believe. Mm-hmm. And I want to believe what God says to believe, because then I know I'll act on what He says. So that's
right. Exactly. Yeah. That's when that comes in, where our actions actually start changing. And we say, wait a minute, things are different. Things are looking different in my life. And that's a really good thing. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to mention that actually really just, it's something that I feel like I'm in process with in the last couple of years here. And that is, I used to assign value to different weights as far as I want to say decades, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Everything's broken up into tens.
Yeah, everything's broken up into tens. And I thought, this is what I really believed, that it was the same for everyone. And so if that person over there weighs this much, there is a value on that. and this person over here weighs the same amount and that kind of thing. And I was really confronted with that over the last couple of years, because it's not true.
Right. Right.
And, you know, people come in all different shapes and sizes. Some are taller, some are shorter, some have, you know, different bone structures, all kinds of things.
Muscle mass too.
Yeah. Muscle mass too. And so, you know, I would hear someone say, well, this is how much I weigh. And I thought, that's not possible. Because that number, for whatever reason, the value that I had in my head, it didn't match up.
Yeah.
And so if that's something that you struggle with, you know, just know that it's different for everyone. Those the sizes of clothes are the same way. You know, somebody might say to you, oh, well, I wear this size. And you're thinking, really? How could that be? Because I wear this size. And we get into this comparison game that just takes us nowhere. Valuable to realize that we are all so different. And fearfully and wonderfully made, and sizes and the numbers.
Size matters not.
Yeah.
That's a quote from Yoda.
I mean. Oh, it's a quote from Yoda.
Size matters not.
Right, because look at Yoda. What is his gene size?
So if you feel like you're struggling with overusing the scale, hopping on it 1, 2, 3, 12 times a day, or what, or, and you know God wants you to walk in freedom and a little distance from the scale, there are some strategies that can help you. First and foremost, invite God in.
Yes, always.
Yeah. And you might want to do what Christina did and bring the scale to him and ask him, what is true from your perspective, God? What are your thoughts about the scale in my life and the way I use the scale? Mm-hmm. And then jot down what you sense he's telling you, because that can become your truth list. And then some practical strategies beyond that might be, yeah, you can have an accountability partner take the, or a friend or a relative, take the scale and put it in his car and drive away with it. Or you can take the batteries out, put the batteries at one end of the house and the scale at the other end of the house. And then at least you've got some time. You can't just hop on and off of it all the time. You've got time between going and getting the batteries and bringing them to the scale and putting them in to think through, is this a time that God is inviting me to step on the scale for some reason? Mm-hmm. Or you can also paste a little flap on the to cover the scale number so that it's the display. You cover that, and it might, you might write on it something like, what does God say your heart weighs today, or something, or a Bible verse, you know, that he has created you fearfully and wonderfully, or God has created me fearfully and wonderfully, to be reminded of what really matters. So there's a number of options. In time, of course, when we do that and we know we're eating between the parameters of hunger and satisfaction, we don't need to wonder about a number anymore. Right. We know that our bodies are going to just find that place and stay there eating 0 to 5.
Oh, and that is so freeing. It is so freeing.
Hey. Well, we hope there's something here that's encouraged you today, because this is something we've definitely battled with, and we know a lot of people do.
So we're so glad that you joined us. Yeah, we hope that you're encouraged in some way. Yeah, so we will see you for our next podcast of Thin Within
on the go.
Go.
Thanks for joining us. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.